We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Memtes Amud Beis, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top of Daf Memtes Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Ashlokesh, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Vachanina. But Usha is Skinu, they were Misakin and Usha. Usha was a place where the Sanhedrin made a stop there. Sanhedrin usually is in the Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdosh, but they went into Golis, they had 10 Golis, and one of the Golis were, they landed up in Usha. While they were in Usha, they made a few Takanas. One of the takanas they made, well, the Gemara will bring down a few of them right here in the sugya. So one of the takanas they made was that she odom zonas bonav ves benoyis of sheng tanim. When your children, your sons and daughters, are katanim, they made a takana a chiv that you have to support them. You have to give them a zonas. And Tosis speaks out on top Tosis av a katanik tanim kuliyam achayv. I'm going to say avapi. The Gemara says that's pashud that small children. And the Gemara does a vuri, it's less than 6 years old, six and under, those children are vadi chayiv mezonos. But Usha came, in the Sanhedrin came in Usha, and they were masakin, that a person chayiv to support his daughters and sons while they are ketanim. The Gemara asks, are hilchus gavasei or inhilchus gavasei? Do we paskin like that, takanos Usha or not? Toshima, I'll read a couple of riyas that we don't paskin like that. Toshima, when such a story came in front of Yehuda, where the father did not want to support his children, he used to tell the father a very sharp thing. He used to tell him, you're like a snake who gives birth. The snake is called a yaroid, this type of snake. And it's like a snake gives birth and then leaves everyone else to take care of them. Like Rashi says, the tanan gives birth to children. You make the community, the tzibur, take care of the children. And the reason why I give example of a snake, Rashi speaks out, because this snake is achzari abonov. He doesn't take care of his children. So you try to force him to give mezonos by insulting him and telling him, what are you, like a snake who just makes everyone else take care of your children? Similarly, he also conveyed the rachista, amal hu, kafulei asisa b'tzaburo, v'leikum v'leima urva boyi b'neo, hu gar v'loi b'yi b'neo. He says, if you're not giving mezonos, you might as well take a turnover basket, stand on it, turn over a mortar and stand in it in the middle of the marketplace and announce to everyone that, you know, a raven takes care of his children, but me, I don't take care of my children. So that you see from both these memories that try to force him to give him his zonos, we try to insult him and try to tell him, look, you're not doing your job. So Mara has a kasha. It's mashma over here that a raven takes care of his children. The Gemara is going to ask, does a raven take care of his children? The Chassidus says a pasuk, they're calling out, the children of the Erev are calling out, they don't have any food, their mother doesn't take care of them. The Gemara answers, the white ones and the dark ones. The raven is black. So the black ones, the father and mother love them, but when they're born, they are first white. They are born white. And therefore, the parents don't think that these are our children. They don't take care of them. So the pasuk of Ne'er Vasher Yikra'o, we're talking about the little tiny Irvin when they're just born, the chicks. There, the ravens don't take care of their children because the children are white. And they are black. Masha'inkein, after they turn black, then the Irv does take care of their offspring. And therefore, we announce in the tzibur, we tell him, you announce yourself in the tzibur, that you're worse than an Erev. Rashi has a girsa, maybe a shliach tzibur, yamar alav, and say this about this person. Back upon him, what you see is we have to do some stiff arming to force them to give mezonos to our children. Okay, I've also come to Rav Amalei, nichalach, the mitzvah nechem tzedakah. When this comes from Rav, you say, what do you want? You have money to support them. You want to live off tzedakah? And this whole sugya is only if he's not a rich person. Aval Omid, if he's a rich person, kafinale akarcha. You force him by karcha. Rashi says, lo yel tzedakah ba'ama, fila ina b'na b'anav. It's not worse than regular tzedakah, even if it's not his children. So just like in certain tzedakahs, you force a person to give tzedakah, you force him to give it. Ki hada rava, kaf yel rav nosim ba'ami, v'apik b'nei adal me'ezuzul tzedakah. Like the Gemara is bringing an example where Rava forced a rich person to give tzedakah. There was this rich person of Nasma Ami, they want to give tzedakah, and they forced 400 Jews away from him. So, like upon him, what comes out in our sugya that we don't pass like the Karnas Usha, and there would be no chiv to give mezonos for the katana. So, let's read what's passed in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it says like this: Chayiv Adam, this is Siman Ayin Aleph and Evan Ezer. Chayiv Adam Lozim Bonov Ubenoisov Achi Ubenoishesh. Until they're 6 years old, you're mechuyiv to support them with mezonos, like we spoke of from Tosfos. Afil yashlam lechasim shenaflam beis aviyim. If they have their own trust fund, still you gotta support them with zaynus. Umeshesh ve'elech. After six, zonav the kanas chamat yiglu. You support them. You have to support them because it's the kanas chamim. Mloy rotsa. If they don't want, gairim bay. All you do is you insult them. You scream at him. Machlim maysay. You embarrass him. And poishim bay. Mloy rotsa. Machrizin lav betzibur varim pliny achzarihu v'nerot laz banav. So basically, we're saying that the ma'aseh is no chiv, which is the karas chachamim, and you can't really force him, but you could say things about him. And ends off the shulchan aruch medvav buru m'sheina amud. Avam haya amud, if he's a rich person, just like mamun, haroyu litan tzedakah masapakas lam, I tzim men abal karchai, m'shum tzedakah, v'zana isa achi yigadlu. Then you do force him to zainus. Now, there's a chubas ramaisha in Yeridea, Chelik Aleph, Sivim Kuf Mem Gimel, which is handing Meiser Ksofim. If you're allowed to use Meiser to support your children, because he says maybe yeah, because you're not Mechuyev to give them a Zionist, so maybe you can use Meiser money. So he says over there that if the Minigal Mokim is that you give them a Zionist, then it becomes a Chiyev to give them a Zionist. And he just compares it to Gemara later on in Perek Alpha P, where there's you have to give your wife enough Zionist to give to Archim. So he says, children are not worse than Archim. When we get there, maybe we'll speak out the Shemayisha again, but Ayin, the Chuba Shemayisha, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel in Yeridea Chelek Aleph. Like upon him, that's the first Takanos Usha, which is discussed here, and it seems like that we don't really pass him like that. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi is Tashma, the less Hilchus Kavasei in the Mechab, it sounds a little bit that was the Takanos Chachamim, but you can't force them. You can't force them, and that's what it means, less Hilchus Kavasei. Zok the Gemara Vayta, not at the Kanas Usha. Amar Rav Eloi, Amar Shlokesh, Ba'usha Haskinu, HaKoysev Gal Nechosev Lebonav, Hu Ve'ishtoi Nezayinu Mehem. Now as Akadama to this Gemara, you have to know two things. First of all, there's a Mishnah in Gittin says, Pei Tikkun Ha'olam, you're not Moitzi from Lekuchais, for Mazon Ne'isha. That means after a person dies, so his Amana gets food, gets support from the estate. Let's say, while the father was alive, he sold things, and now he dies. So now the Amana says, "When we have a lien, I'm first, and I'll have a ksuba before you bought it, and therefore let me collect, you know, my mezainis from your things you bought." So halach is you can't collect from them because tikkun olam, no one will ever want to do any commerce and buy things because they're scared. One day this guy's gonna die and all that money will fall on him and he's not just not buying anything. Then if you take an oilam, you're not allowed to be moitzi from the kuchais, but mazin isha vahabanis. That's the halacha in al tikkun olam seches gittin. That's number one. Number two halacha is that so that's afkar lekeach and not by yerush. So number two halacha is that a baal benichse, a husband in his wife's nechasim is always considered like a lekeach, not like a yerush. A husband who gets the nechasim of his wife is always considered like a lekeach, not like a yerush. Those are two facts to know before we start the sugya. Amar Rav Eloi Amar Shlokesh, Usha Eskinu, HaKosev Kol Nechasov Levonov, Hu Ve'ishtoi Nezayim Mehem. In Usha Masakin, let's say a person in his lifetime gives away all his nechasim to his children. For whatever reason he did it. Whatever, he saved on taxes, whatever the reason is, he gave all his money, rough and right now, to his children. The halacha is, but the Kanas Usha, Hu Ve'ishtoi Nezayim Mehem. He and his wife still get mezoinis from the estate. Even though, Be'etzem, he wouldn't get mezoinis from that. The Ishtoi, at least, shouldn't get mezoinis. Why not? Because it's like a lekuchais. He gave it as a matana. So matana is like a lekeach. And if it's like a lekeach, halacha is, you don't collect for mazin Isha from the nichsei halekeach. But here is different, because since they didn't pay money for this, so we consider them like a yirish. And we let the Amana and him, for that sake, collect from these nechas. And that's the Takanas Usha. Maskev la Rab Zeir v'teim Rab Shmuel bar Achmeini. What do you need at Takanas Usha? It's a first halacha. G'day le mezu amru. Amanasai nizaynes mechasav. Hu v'ishtay mebayi. What's that referring to? That's referring to a case where you have a man, Reuven dies. He only has a daughter. His daughter's yirish, his whole estate. So the halacha is, and then what happened? Then the daughter got married. So the husband, the lucky man, he got a lot of money now. And the halacha is that a baal benichse ishta is like a lekeach. So maybe the amana should stop taking mezainis from the estate, because now there's a lekeach here. And you don't collect mazin ishva abanois from a lekeach. So on that, we say in this brayso over here, that amana soy nezanois, that the Amana takes mezainis from these nechasim of the daughter that was married to someone. Even though the Baal now is in control of it and he's like a lekeach, still, since he didn't pay for it, So we make the Chazal made him like into a Yairish. So the halacha is that there he collects the Isha collects Mizaynus from that. That's the halacha. So who ve ishtoy mebayi? So you have to tell me a chiddush that in this case where he gave over his nechasim to his children, that there he gets Mizaynus. Here for sure, in this case is much better. This case, and the Rishonim speak out that the kasha ve ikir is from ishtoy. Like this, I'll read the Lashon Ritva. Ritva says, "Perish kushyum ishtar v'lochud dilu hu atzmai pshit debayi takana." That he could eat mizaynus, that needs a takana. Dilu medina kim shenosin ruchos of stam, since he gave away his nechos, ma'achul ha'achul megamri is meichlet. But the kash is on the almana, the kash on the wife. Madoch the wife when it goes to a friend, the person like the husband of his daughter, the wife is meitzi. Of course, if it goes to his own children, of course the wife is meitzi for mizaynus. So what's the lashon kasha? Who ve'ishta mebayi? So he learns up. The Ritva learns up from Rashi, the Hachkamar, that here that he's still alive. For sure, you have to, he's worried about the covet of his almana, and for sure it's possible that you would allow her to get mezaynus. So Mar's kasha, we need the kanas usha for that. Bishlam for him, he needed the kanas usha, but for the ishtoy, what do you need the kanas for? The shalach ravim be'garta mishamei, someone dies. V'niach amana bas. We're showing the card to this halacha that we just said. Amana, I said over to a brayser. It's not really a brayser. Rav Zera said this halacha. Amana nezonis v'nichse v'nichasav. Where's that makar for that halacha? The shalach ravim be'garta mishamei. V'niach amana bas. Someone dies, leaves over amana and a daughter. Amanasa nezonis v'nichasav. The amana gets mezonis from the estate. Nisus Abbas, the Bas gets married, still Amana son of Zenis Menachasim, still gets Menachasim. Mesa Abbas, let's say the daughter dies and the husband now has everything. Om Rav Yehuda ben Achoyzah Shirab Yisrael Rechnina, Yodi Ha Yemais, it was once Maisa by Maimid like this one time. But Omru Amunosoi, Nezeris Menachasim, and they pass, and Chazal and the Bezdin pass, and the Amana gets from this Menachasim. So you see from here that even when the husband, who is Rashi says, "I mean an ish nachir who zeh ve'ini yarshu shalav el shal ishtoy kol kech ba'almadami ve'imat zin lemazon eisha menichasim shabadim," and still you collect from that person, from that husband here who ve'ishtoy mebayi. So what's the chiddush here that the isha collects mezaynus? Why do you need the kasha usha for that? Smara says no. I would say here is different. Ma'otei mahasam who deleka the tarach. There, the almana is on her own. The husband's dead, and therefore she has no way to get parnasa. So there we say that she collects parnasa even from a daughter that's married, and even if the daughter died and the married and the husband still holding on to the money, there we say he gets. There she gets. Avahacha nitrach l'dedevelidah. Maybe here he's still alive. Let him restart himself and start a new business and make money to support his wife. Kamaswanta Kanas Usha that you collect from the Nechas and they gave over to your children. Do we pass like this Kanas Usha or not? Toshima, the Rachin Rav Yosef have a kaime. One time Rachin Rav Yosef have a kaime. They were sitting talking and learning Rachin Rav Yosef. Also Gavra, Gochim and Ashbi Rav Yosef. A guy walked by and he gives Rav Yosef a kiss, a kari on his knee. Amalei Rav Chanina to Rav Yosef, like, my head, why is he giving you a kiss on your knee? Amalei, I'll tell you the story. Amalei, Kaisev Nechasa Levanavu. This guy wrote all the chasm to his children. Vasinu Lizanai, and I forced his children to support them, to him and his wife. So Gemara says, you see from here that it wasn't Takana Darabana. Because Iyam Bishlama Lavdino Mishmachi Asinu. Therefore, you have to force him, and therefore, that's the whole Akara Satayiv. You didn't fear Mishur as a din. Eli Amris Dino Asinu Vayi. If it's a din, so that's the halacha. Go to Bezdin and the Paskin. You don't need a whole case of where he convinced him to give him a Zionist, convinced the children to give him a Zionist. Sounds like over here, he did a special thing, convinced the children to give him a Zionist. So that's the halacha. That's the Karan Zusha. You wouldn't need to convince the children to give him a Zionist. So, it must be that we don't pass in like this takanas usha.